Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin. Okay, I am very excited to go next because, as alluded to in the last episode, I came in with a plan, and that plan was to ask Erica, what the heck with parties? What have you learned? What's your advice? Because parties are a whole experience. They are, like, I was recently reminded that in my sort of adult life, I have arranged where I spend a lot of time with people I know well, and I had kind of forgotten, like, that parties can be terrifying. Mm-hmm. And then I was at one sort of less familiar function, and I had all the very familiar feelings of growing up come back where I'm like, right, I don't know what words to say or where to stand.
Yeah.
There
is, of course, the time-honored and brilliant DoubleClick song, Hanging Out with Cats at Parties, which is the best fallback advice. Find the host cat. Talk to the cat. Mm-hmm. It will go well. But I want to know from your perspective, because you have thrown some absolutely fabulous parties and know how to make lots of people feel welcome. What are your secrets?
Oh, boy. I'm so glad that we could have an whole episode about this because I love parties. And as a kid who was not invited to a lot of parties, I guess that's just what it is that.
Yes, I knew you were going to say that because I'm the same way.
Yeah, is that you don't have to live that life anymore. You can make your own parties and they can be great and everything that you want them to be. And if it's just you and some friends, like, individually petting cats in different corners, that's what your party can be. And seriously, I love theme parties. I love just, it's, I think of it a lot like producing too.
Yeah.
I think producing has helped with my parties. And maybe this is something that the two of you can kind of sort of understand, like, you've got to think of them as a performer and as a producer in that.
You should maybe explain what producing is. It's top mystery job that now being in our business, I'm like, oh, it's the reason anything happens.
You're the person who makes, not, you don't make the thing, but you make the thing able to happen.
Yes, you pick the people to do the thing.
Yeah.
You pick the proper people for the proper jobs. And that, in some ways, is
pick
what...
Pick a pack of proper people.
Like, yeah, yes. You pick a pack of people. And that is what producing a party is like. So much thought goes into it. And sometimes I do have the anxieties of, oh, gosh, I hope that I remembered everybody. I hope that all of this goes off without a hitch. I hope that everybody gets along and has a good time. When you're in the thick of it, it all tends to go mostly okay. So don't ever worry about that. But yeah, it's figuring out, like, who would I be happiest hanging out with? And who do I think would be happiest hanging out with each other? And, like, a lot of times I'll have a theme. It really helps to have a theme. It really does, because it kind of cuts down on things and it gives you activities to focus on and specific decor to, if that is what you wish, or foods.
You know what I like at a party?
What food. Do you like at a party?
Lots of food.
Yeah.
That's my whole thing is making
good at
too
party
much food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tweeted it over the holidays, and I mean it, is like, sometimes the best gift you can give someone is to let them be themselves. And the thing is, I grew up, as far as parties go, like, my mom is, like, full on, when you think about, like, a 70s, 80s hostess, that's my mom.
Wow.
Like, the idea of, like, everything, like, making far too many appetizers for a party and, like, cooking all day for the party at night, like, that kind of deal, and then, like, bouncing from person to person, like, do you need anything? Like, that's my mom, and I learned from that. So, like, for me, that's what a party is. And so, like, when I had my in-laws over for Christmas and, like, people over for the holidays, like, I did, like, I would say 4 nights of full on, like, holiday meals, like,
that's
roast
so
duck
wow.
and, like, tenderloin and, like,
all this
stuff.
I was seeing some of your holiday food photos, Travis. They were delectable and savory looking.
I'm an amazing cook. And the thing is like, I go all out to excess. Like, I do too much. And the thing is, I know that Teresa doesn't feel that, like, for her, she doesn't see the need to go all out. She's like, you know, we can just have one side and one dessert and one, you know, whatever. She's very reasonable. But she doesn't stop me from, like, making, you know, eight sides and four desserts or whatever.
Yes, we are unreasonable people.
Yes, absolutely. And, like, she's like, yep, you will be happy doing this, so go for it. Aww. And, like, that to me is, like, thank you. Because the thing is, like, right now in my house, there's only three human beings, two dogs and one cat. So, like, I never get to, like, I never get to bake big batches of stuff. I never get to, like, roast a duck or whatever. Like, there's no justification for it. And so when it's like, what? Two more adults are going to be here? Yes. Okay. I'm making eight ducks and whatever, mince pies. And, like, Teresa's like, yeah, go for it. Because, like, you know, I need the opportunity. I need an excuse to do the thing, and she lets me do it. So that's parties for me. Give people food to put in their face. People will be happy.
Yeah. I've got to say, I've never, I think, understood the song Be Our Guest quite as well as I suddenly do.
Yes. That's the thing. It's like, I love, it makes me so happy to make stuff for people. And, like, whether that's, like, making something for them, like arts and craft, or like making something for them, like cooking, I love being able to present, like, say, hey, I made this for you, like, I worked really hard on it. Like, that's why I think, you know, I said the thing at the beginning of, like, I knew Erica was going to say the thing, because the reason I love throwing parties now is I get to be inclusive. It's like, I get to say, like, I know there were parties that I wasn't invited to that bothered me so much. In fact, there was one specific party I can remember in college where I was explicitly uninvited. The person told everyone, like, do not invite Travis. It was a whole thing. But, like, and, like, from that day on, never, never. Like, the idea of, I will sit there and be like, who else can I invite? To my own detriment sometimes of, like, well, there's no standing room. But that idea of, like, how many people can I get in here and I'm going to feed all of them is, like, my whole deal.
Like, having accommodations for others, I think, makes me just really happy with it. And I'm fortunate to have, you know, a home where there's a lot of space so that if people need to go have some quiet time, there's always corners for them to duck into, or like private places for individual conversations, which is really nice. I think that's a really important must at a party.
Oh yes, corners.
Corners is very important.
Provide corners for people to be in.
Yeah, but I love themes. I love being able to go all out. Yeah, like, just the be our guest mentality. I'm not great at cooking, but for me, it's totally, you know, it's finding the right person for the right job. Like, for instance, for New Year's Eve, like, I don't drink alcohol, but my roommate is, like, very good at it. So I delegated, is very good at, like, mixing cocktails. So I delegated that.
I choose to believe they're very good at drinking alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, yes, he's very
good. Where did it go? Oh, but he drank it. What? Yeah, he's very good at it.
He's very good. And so I delegate that. And then, you know, there's like the deck people who are good at decorating, and I'll help and handle that. And then there's like food, we'll order out food. But just like knowing all the being able to think of as many possible things that I can. I mean, I guess, and I've always kind of been like that for as long as I have had friends to throw parties for. I just really enjoy making friends happy. And for a while, I had a show even sort of centered around that, Gather Your Party, where Talison Jaffe and I essentially would just gather friends for a
it
themed.
Was the best.
Yeah, gathering every week. And it was, that was the same deal, was like, you think of a theme and then you figure out who would enjoy this thing and who would enjoy the company of each other and bring them all together. And, you know, maybe make sure that you have, like, if there's music or food or decorations, and just kind of like think of all the different aspects. And if there's something about it that's really exciting to me, and then when you're in it, you just enjoy.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.